KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly cloudy and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and windy today with a high of 35. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Members of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet this evening in the cafeteria room of the Senior Citizens Center. And during their regularly scheduled session, the board will receive updates on the Schulberg Recreation Area, the Sunnyside Park Tennis Court Reconstruction Project, including a review of the timeline for reconstruction, and an update on the boat ramp project. The Parks and Rec Board will also hear about an Eagle Scout project proposal and a proposal with regard to the summer recreation programs, including the playground, tennis, and men's softball programs, along with the schedule of operations for the swimming pool. Parks and Rec Board meeting begins at 5:15. More news after this.
Thinking about upgrading your phone? Well, stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized retailer, and learn about all the great deals.
With Verizon's amazing lineup of smartphones, you'll be able to find a phone to fit any budget, like the Droid Razr N by Motorola for only $50 after rebate.
Have a family that all wants smartphones? Not a problem. Now introducing the Share Everything plan.
With the Share Everything plan, you get unlimited talks, unlimited text, and a shareable data to power up to 10 devices. Capable devices may be used as a mobile hotspot at no additional cost. With 4G LTE, you can surf the internet and talk on your 4G phone at the same time. That means you can use your 4G phone to run your computer while talking to your mom.
4G is just right around the corner for our area, so make sure to stop into the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call us at 712-243-3032 to get it set up with your new 4G phone and plan.
Activation and upgrade fee up to $35. Subject to customer agreement, calling plan, and rebate form and credit approval. Up to $350 early termination fee and other charges. Unlimited calling for directly dialed live calls between individuals. Offers and coverage vary by SVC, not available everywhere. CVZ.
Two public hearings are slated to take place during a meeting this evening of the Griswold School District's Board of Education. When the meeting begins at 5:30, the first hearing will cover the 2013-2014 budget, followed at 5:45 by a hearing on a waiver for the early start calendar for the coming school year. And during the Griswold School Board's regular session after the hearings, they'll discuss and take action on various board policies and receive information about current projects. They're also slated to act on approving the budget, a waiver for the early start calendar, the 2013 list of graduates, fees for driver's ed, a mowing bid and concrete work, and along with a boiler and heating for the middle school and a renovation of the restroom and locker room. And prior to adjournment, the board will act on approving the 2013-2014 calendar year certified contracts. The meeting will take place in the central office boardroom at the middle school high school building in Griswold. Elsewhere in the news, authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest Saturday evening of an Elliott man. 58-year-old Kenny Clyde Bowers was arrested at around 5:30 p.m. following an investigation into a simple assault. Bowers was brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and later released on bond. Authorities in Montgomery County report the arrest Saturday night of a Nebraska man on fraud-related charges. Police in Red Oak arrested 28-year-old Denver Owen Johnson II of La Vista, Nebraska, at around 10:50 p.m. at 110 West Coolbaugh Street. Johnson was taken into custody on a felony charge of counterfeiting and/or forgery. He was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on nearly $10,000 cash bond. Police in Red Oak arrested a woman on numerous drug charges Friday. 27-year-old Ashley Hausch of Red Oak was taken into custody on four counts of delivery of a controlled substance, possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia, along with unlawful possession of prescription drugs and a drug tax stamp violation. Hausch was arrested following the execution of search warrants at two locations in Red Oak, where officers seized 18 grams of methamphetamine, nearly a gram of marijuana, digital scales, several items of drug paraphernalia, and more than $1,430 cash. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail over the weekend on $100,000 cash bond. And the Red Oak Police were assisted in their investigation of that case by the Montgomery County Sheriff's Department and Sheriff's K-9 Unit. A Sioux City gynecologist has been fined $7,500 for botching a hysterectomy by mistakenly removing his 29-year-old patient's healthy ovaries. The Iowa Board of Medicine fined 50-year-old Dr. Kevin Hamburger on Thursday for the July 2011 surgery and has ordered Hamburger to submit a plan describing how he'll avoid future errors. Hamburger is also being sued for damages by the patient, Aaron Rehan. Her lawsuit said that she was told by the doctor that her ovaries would not be removed during the procedure. Rihanna seeking more than $10,000 in damages. An Iowa soldier who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan last week is being remembered for his love of flying. The U.S. Defense Department said over the weekend 27-year-old Staff Sergeant Stephen Blass of Estherville was one of five soldiers killed in the March 11th crash. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. Blass was a helicopter crew chief who joined the 3rd Combat Aviation Brigade last August. He had been in the Army since 2006 and was on his second combat deployment. One of Blass's childhood friends, Brandon Johnson, told the Des Moines Register that Blass loved flying Black Hawk helicopters. He was married and had a young son, and funeral plans were still pending. A winter isn't officially over until Wednesday, but allergy season has arrived in Iowa as the trees are starting to pollinate. Dr. Jill Poole, an allergist in the Omaha Council Bluffs area, says allergy sufferers are beginning to feel the effects.
This is the time of year when the trees start, and so this is the exact time for them to get their allergy medications out of the cabinet and start their nose sprays and antihistamines to try to fend off the allergy symptoms before they get behind the eight ball.
Spring arrives on Wednesday. While everybody's body is affected a little differently, Poole says tree pollen hits many people in similar ways.
Sneezing, nasal congestion, itchy nose, itchy watery eyes are the main symptoms that can be experienced now.
Known as seasonal allergic rhinitis, allergies are reactions of the body's immune system to a normally harmless substance. Poole says you'll know it if you have a tree pollen allergy.
If you're having the classic symptoms of the itchy nose, the sneezing, the itchy, watery eyes that start March and get real bad in April, that's really indicative of allergies, and you can start taking over-the-counter medications. And if those don't hold you or they don't work well for you, that's the time to get allergy tested.
Between 20 and 40% of Americans suffer from seasonal allergies, and Poole offers a few tips on how you can lessen the uncomfortable effects of those allergies.
Tree pollen in particular is pretty hardy, and once it gets in the home, it can be a longer-lasting pollen. And so by closing the window, that will keep the pollen from being in your bedroom where you're sleeping and spending a lot of the time. After you've been outside, changing clothes or washing your hands and face can be helpful.
She also recommends over-the-counter nasal sinus irrigations and over-the-counter antihistamines that are non-sedating. You can learn more about allergies at the website of the American Academy of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology at www.aaaai.org. And an Iowa native who works as a NASA scientist is scheduled to speak with Iowa lawmakers today about climate change and its effect on the Earth's polar regions. Nathan Kurtz, a Fort Madison native, will talk to the legislators at noon at the Capitol. Kurtz is a NASA researcher working on Operation Ice Bridge, a project to capture detailed images of polar ice and to measure changes in the thickness of sea ice, glaciers, and ice sheets. The data is used to predict the response of polar ice to climate change and resulting sea level rise. Senator Rob Hoag, a Cedar Rapids Democrat, says that Iowans need to learn about climate change and its effect on our future. Kurtz will also speak tonight at 7 o'clock at the First Unitarian Church in Des Moines. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, President Barack Obama is expected to nominate Assistant Attorney General Thomas Perez today as the next Labor Secretary. If confirmed by the Senate, the 51-year-old son of immigrants from the Dominican Republic would take over the Labor Department as Obama undertakes several worker-oriented initiatives, including an overhaul of immigration laws and an increase on the minimum wage. Authorities say a bomb squad was sent to a dorm at the University of Central Florida after explosive devices were found while authorities were investigating a man's death. Police were called to the dorm when the fire alarm went off, found a man who appears to have shot himself to death. That's when they also found an assault weapon and improvised explosive devices. And the son of New York City's fire commissioner says he's sorry for posting offensive messages on Twitter about Jews, blacks, and the poor. 23-year-old Joseph Cassano, who's a fire department EMT, said he regrets the offensive comments, especially since he enjoys his job and treats every patient with great care and respect. The New York Post says one comment Cassano tweeted was that he liked Jews about as much as Hitler did. News time is 8:10.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into the Dish Radio Show, sponsored by the TV Store, your local authorized Dish retailer. We have a very special guest today. Please help me welcome Hopper the Kangaroo.
G'day, mate. Thanks for having me.
Well, Hopper, as you very well know, Dish recently named their newest receiver after you.
After me?
Yes, it's called the Hopper. And let me tell you, they pull out all the stops when it comes to the features they packed into this one.
What kind of features, mate?
Well, they doubled the amount of space to store your recorded information. They improved the software with better graphics and easy-to-read menus. They even went with magic remotes that can shoot through walls and doors.
Crikey, is there anything it can do?
Oh, I'm not done yet. You can also watch Dish anywhere from your smartphone, tablet, or your laptop computer. And the best part, they have it at the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer.
To find out more about the new Hopper, head on down to the TV store, your local authorized Dish retailer today at 907 8th 7th Street in Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-3032.
Only available for playback to selected primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Dish anywhere requires broadband internet. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Opal Irene Brink, age 100, of Elkhorn, Nebraska, and formerly of Dexter, died Thursday. Funeral services for Opal Brink will be today at 10 o'clock at the Dexter United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter has the arrangements. Eugene N. Hansen, age 79, of Exira, died Wednesday at Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Eugene Hansen will be today at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Kimbleton. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Lucille M. Keeble, age 89, of Yale, died Friday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Services for Lucille Keeble will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Mark Heckman, Sr., age 65, of Cumberland, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of Life services for Mark Heckman, Sr. will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Glendora Lumpkin, age 89, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor. Funeral services for Glendora Lumpkin will be held Tuesday at 10:30 at the Silver Creek United Methodist Church in Hancock. Pauling Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Teresa Lynn Osborne, age 44, of Marion, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Teresa Osborne will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Peace Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Alton Madsen, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. A funeral service for Alton Madsen will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Shirley Morey, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Morey will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Laura Garrett, age 100, of Stewart, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Laura Garrett will be Friday at 10:30 at the St. John's Evangelical Lutheran Church in rural Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.